Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Andy.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try.
This singing is as good as I'd imagine the singing was from those celebrities, but I have secondhand embarrassment, so I will not watch that video.
No hell below us. Above us only sky.
Please stop.
Imagine all the people.
I don't know a song. God damn it. I don't know a song worse to cover because it really takes a level of actual talent to sing that song. And a bunch of just actors and probably would-be celebrities singing that song is awful to me. Ugh,
Some of them were actual singers, so that was good.
I still don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear people cover John Lennon. I really don't. Like, I just don't. I don't really enjoy listening to people cover certain musicians. I'm like, just stop. Like they were gems of their time. Just listen to the music. It's fine. So it's been 7 weeks since we last talked, right?
I think so. Yeah. Like what a month this week has been doesn't even cover it anymore. It's been literal years since our last episode, right? Surely we didn't do this 1 week ago today.
I feel like I watched 22 or 21 Marvel movies, and the culmination of those movies is, like, the major thing that happens is, like, a magical dude snaps his fingers, and, like, half the people disappear, and there's a 5-year gap. And that seemed really insane. Until now, where I feel like this is our blip, right? Like it feels like time has kind of stopped, and then like you look and you're like, what the fuck? Like, this has been 3 years? Jesus Christ, we're still in the house? And I feel like that's what the quarantine is.
As we enter year 14 of the Trump presidency.
Yeah, like it's supposed to be going. It's supposed to be going faster, but it seems like it's going slower, and the days are dragging, yet we're moving at a clip. I don't understand it. I'm very confused. But I hate it, and I hate it a lot. I really do.
We actually had primary elections this week. And they're not even on the docket.
I saw that Bernie won the Citizens Abroad primary. What were the other primaries? I don't even know or care.
Florida.
Oh, Illinois. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he got the brakes beaten off him.
He's now behind by 300 delegates. There's no point in any of this. Ohio, they just shut down like the day before. The governor was like, no, I don't want people getting together to vote. So
I mean, I get it.
Yeah, for sure. We had that one bit of good news out of Illinois, which is, what was that asshole's name? Dan Lipinski.
Oh, yeah, he lost.
Finally, yeah.
Yeah, he got beat by a real Democrat, which was nice.
One of the Justice Democrats, actually, so... He has one of the safest districts in America, and they had like the furthest right wing person in the Democratic caucus was Dan Lipinski. Like he was against the ACA and he was like anti-abortion, like hardcore. Like when you have a safe blue seat, there's no reason for guys like that. But we all did rally around him because the Republicans ran an actual Nazi last time.
Yes, as I recall. Yeah.
Not like that guy's a Nazi. Like, no.
Not a grammar Nazi.
Right, yeah. Not a soup Nazi, like a literal, actual Nazi.
Ay, ay, ay. But other than that, Bernie losing Florida by like 30 or 40 points or whatever, which was not to be, that was not a shock.
Biden is now further ahead of Bernie than Hillary ever was, right? It's over.
Yeah, no, it's done. Biden is currently sitting at 1,211 delegates. Bernie is sitting at an even 900. That's it. All right. Can we let it go? I know Bernie suspended his Facebook ads. How about just suspending your entire campaign? I'm not trying to be a dick, but like you lost, dude. You're not going to make this up. Like you're just not. And I know, there's so many states to go. You would have to route him in everything. And not just by a little bit. You would have to route him like by massive numbers.
He now needs like over 60% of the remaining delegates. Yeah, which is not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
No, it's just not going to happen.
Even Tulsi Gabbard dropped out and endorsed Joe Biden.
Yo, that was crazy. Because you would think that she would have endorsed Bernie, right? That's what all of her people would have, have been saying. But the fact of the matter is, even Tulsi Gabbard was like, nah, this is a waste of time. For me. And I have two delegates. Two. So
I am directing both of my delegates to Joe Biden.
To do whatever it is they want to do, I guess. From fucking American Samoa. The primary is just not a concern right now. And I think it's a waste of time. I think it's not a waste of time like we shouldn't have them. That's not what I'm saying. But like it's a waste of time for Bernie to keep fighting. This is silly. Like you're not getting anything out of this. Actually, what you're doing is you're just getting embarrassed. Like every race you're losing by 20 points. Like you're just getting embarrassed. Like who cares, dude? You lost. You put up a valiant fight. I think you did it. You had a good showing, but you lost. It's okay. Like it's not the end of the world. Like actually right now we really need functioning senators. That's what we need. Yeah. We need senators who are all in for what's happening right now in DC. We don't need you distracted by this shit. We just don't.
Yeah. And ultimately, he succeeded in a lot of ways other than making himself the president. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. He helped to move the Overton window, which was a really big thing for him and his supporters. Okay. Cool. Yeah. No complaints. Good. So can we get to the business at hand? Like, that's my whole thing. I don't think he needs to be distracted by this. Like, I think it's silly. For him to be going around the country for a number of up until June 7th, like, no. No. Like, we have a, like, it's not a regular, this is not a regular day, right? This is not a regular time. We have a massive crisis on our hands. Like, we, all hands on deck. I think he would be more effective as a senator right now. Like, a fully functioning senator. And you're not fully functioning if you're running for office. Like, you're just not. Part of your time, a lot of your time is focused on that. And that's understandable, but like we got work to do, Bernie. Like, come on, man. Like I think you do a good job in the Senate on some things, and I think they need you right now. They desperately need voices that are not willing to budge. Because guess what? We're gonna talk about that shit, and it's insane what the Republicans are trying to do. I'll just leave it at that. Like this can end.
If we had Bernie back in the Senate, we would actually have a majority right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out.
Yeah. And we'll get to it. Including my favorite story of the week. Actually, might be my favorite story of the whole coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. The dancing crabs agree with you. All right, let's jump right in. A couple of senators get busted for doing insider trading based on privileged COVID-19 briefing. Let me just say this right now. We're going to concentrate on Richard Burr and Kelly Loeffler, who are both Republicans from North Carolina and Georgia, respectively. But let it be known that Dianne Feinstein was also involved in this. Fuck her, too.
Yes.
Like, I'm not giving her a pass because she's a Democrat.
No, not at all. Well, those are the two most egregious ones. There's some people that, they sold stocks in there too. We should investigate them too. And I'm like, yeah, good. Investigate everybody.
Yeah, Ron
Johnson
I'm
of Wisconsin also.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I didn't see that one. So, yeah it's, Jim Inhofe, of Alaska.
Yep. Snowball
in the fucking Senate. That fucking ass clown. I mean, yeah, they definitely had far less stock that they were selling, but that doesn't make them any less culpable, and it doesn't mean that they shouldn't be called out for it. So, just so you know, not carrying water for them either. Fuck them too. And Dianne Feinstein should fucking know better. She's 1,000 years old. Like, this is ridiculous. But
did you say Alaska? Jim Inhofe is from Oklahoma. Mountain Inhofe is from Oklahoma.
Oh, is he? Okay. I don't know why, for some reason in my mind, I thought he was from Alaska. Whatever.
Because
he's a douchebag.
Associate him with a snowball?
That's probably it. That's probably it, actually. God damn it. But that's probably exactly the reason. Yeah. If I see a white man holding a snowball, I assume he's from the Great White North.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know the story, Jim Inhofe likes to ejaculate into women's mouth and have them spit it back in his mouth. That's why we call him Snowball.
Jesus Christ. Yep, that's exactly the reason.
That's correct. Why
Jim Snowball Inhofe. That's just what he's into. Whatever. I mean, look, bro, like, you do you. That's fine. There's no need to fact check that. There's no need. Like,
no just, need at all.
Yeah, just run with it. Tell friends at parties, actually. It's fine by me. Tell people where you heard it. I heard this weird thing about Jim Inhofe. Really? Like, that hit CNN. People are like, what the fuck? How did this rumor start? Like, well, is it a rumor? Well, he can't confirm nor deny it. Just saying. And if he denies it, he's only denying it because it's true. That's how it works. That's how lies work. I wanted to...
Yeah, everybody's got an excuse for it, which is why we have ethics investigations, right? But, you know, like, even Feinstein's is sketchy. She's like, oh, well, you know, I have mine in a blind trust. My husband did it. I'm like, well, then that ain't a fucking blind trust, bitch.
She's like, but the president has a blind trust and his sons run it.
Okay, that's true. But,
not a blind trust.
Yeah, we're not trying to lower ourselves to the standards of the president.
Oh.
Just because he doesn't mean it's not crimes.
Yeah, the idea that your husband controls your blind trust is literally the opposite of a blind trust.
That's not blind.
Well, it's a type of blind
trust.
It's a type of blind trust. Like the ones that, like, you know, like those statues of Lady Liberty or the pictures of Lady Justice that you see, you know, she's wearing a blindfold, but she's got like she's holding part of the blindfold up, like, so she can see just a little bit. Yeah, it's like that kind of blind. Like, not so bad.
Everyone needs to be prosecuted, you know, unless you can prove that it actually was a blind trust, you had nothing to do with it, then they all need to go to prison because they got privileged information, and rather than run to a microphone to go, oh my God, guys, this is so much worse than you think it is, they ran and sold stock.
Yeah, they went to Ameritrade or whatever, and they were like, sell, sell, sell. They called Jim Cramer, and they went crazy. So here's some details, which are kind of interesting. Senator Richard Burr from North Kakalak, North Carolina, and chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee. How convenient. Reportedly sold between $500,000 and $1.5 million in stock during February, according to reports from ProPublica and the Center for Responsive Politics. Ahead of the sales, he co-wrote an opinion piece saying that the country was, quote, better prepared than ever before for the virus. Now, here's the thing. You'd have to dig into what the particular stocks were that he sold. Like, selling those stocks is not necessarily the crime. It's the particular stocks that are the problem, right? Because you can just be like, yo, I'm just, like, selling stock. Ain't no big deal. That's how Big Daddy Burr rolls, right? Like, I just, you know, I just sell shit. But if it's like, hey, you're selling all the things that would get, like, that are going to get hurt during a pandemic, then it looks shady. Because it says between, if you go to the opensecrets.org article that's linked to the article that we have in the docket, it says between Burr's two accounts, they sold up to $150,000 worth of stock in Wyndham hotels and resorts, which lost almost two-thirds of the market value since February 13th. They sold up to $150,000 of Extended Stay America, another hotel company, and that's lost half its value over the last month. Burr also sold up to $65,000 of stock in Park Hotels and Resorts, which saw its stock drop from nearly $24 to under $5. The hotel industry is asking the president for a bailout as Americans increasingly avoid travel. So that's not good. So one could say you definitely dumped that stock because you knew that it would get hurt. I would be one of those people because obviously that's why you did it. Nobody drops hotel stock like that. Hotels do very well all the time, especially going into the summertime. No, it doesn't make any sense. He should resign. Sorry, but he should. He should be forced to resign. But if he's not going to resign, boy, let me tell you somebody who should resign. Senator Kelly Loeffler, whose husband is in charge of the fucking New York Stock Exchange, she should fucking resign.
Interesting.
A Republican from Georgia also allegedly sold off stock and made eyebrow-raising purchases too. And that's where it gets bad, right? It's one thing to sell. It's another thing to start buying shit you know is going to go up. In mid-February, Loeffler bought between $100,000 and $250,000 in shares of Citrix, a company whose software facilitates remote work.
Interesting.
Citrix right now is up 1.9%. Shares in Citrix has increased some 8% this year and are up nearly 20% from their year ago levels. While Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 3%.
Almost like she was privy to some information that led her to believe people would be doing a lot of working from home or something.
Yeah, interesting. But she wasn't smart enough.
Probably just a hunch.
Yeah, but what's really funny is like, okay, so I work in the computer industry. Like, yeah, people use Citrix, but like, there's a lot of other teleworking apps that are going to make a lot more money. Hey, here's one. The fucking Zoom company. Like, yeah, those people are making bank because everyone is using Zoom. But, you know, I don't know. Like, I didn't invest. I would have probably invested in Microsoft because they own Skype now. So, I don't know. Maybe ask somebody. Dumb.
Nobody uses Skype. We don't even use Skype anymore.
I use it for the other shows. But really? I'm thinking about using Zoom.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, Skype sucks. But people use it. They do. Big businesses use Skype. Like, we use it. Big government contracts and stuff use Skype. We've been using it a lot at work, actually. So, yeah, it's... I feel like they should both resign. I think they both have to go. I did find it interesting that Tucker Carlson did a whole thing about Burr and that Burr should resign, but didn't do that about Loeffler. And I have to imagine it's because Loeffler's younger. And just keeping more young Republicans around. I mean, she's not that young, but younger.
When he did that, all that was known was Burr at the time. I don't know what's been happening since then, honestly. But yeah, I think those two definitely for sure. And I would investigate everybody else too, Johnson and Inhofe and Feinstein.
Yeah, I think you should all go, all of them. Yeah. I don't like this Loeffler woman. I don't like her face. I don't like the cut of her jib.
I don't know why. Well, I mean, I know why, but I don't know why senators are allowed to own stock in companies that they can effectively either know stuff ahead of time about, or that they can even write legislation to affect their stock value, right?
So here's the thing. before 2012, insider trading as a senator or as a congressman, period, was not illegal. Like, it just straight up wasn't illegal. You could do whatever you wanted, which is why there are so many millionaires in this in Congress, because it's like, yo, if you know, if you have a nickel to your name, you could make money in Congress. Just fucking be there for like 2 years. This is what they're doing. Cool. Sell, sell, sell. Buy, buy, buy. Like, you get every bit of privileged information. Imagine if you're on like the Ways and Means Committee or something like that. Those guys make fucking bank, which is why it's so hard to get on that committee as a young senator, because those old fucking war horses are like, yo, we've been making millions of dollars on here. I'm not giving up my seat. Fuck that. So, yeah. So up until 2012, there was a big scandal. I don't remember exactly what it was, but there was a huge scandal that basically brought about the Stock Act. Which is stop trading on congressional knowledge. It's fucking like these acronyms are ridiculous. Fucking dorks. But the Stock Act.
Who's dorkier than congressional staffers?
Oh, no one. Like the Patriot Act is ridiculous. Like, they're all so stupid. All the names are so dumb.
I'm gonna think of an acronym. Like, but who even takes that job besides just a dork? Like, I'm gonna go be a congressional staffer.
Yeah. Yeah, these people are not getting laid on a regular basis. Not ever.
Wasn't it AOC was one of Ted Kennedy's staffers?
I think that's true, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, you don't say fucking dork. Nerds. Nerds take these jobs.
Oh, I can't wait to change lives. Shut up, nerd. Shut up.
I want to go write legislation.
I want to make a difference. What a fucking dork. Get out of here. What's that?
Nothing.
Idiots. So the Stock Act of 2012 forbids lawmakers from using non-public material information for personal financial gain. There can be criminal and civil penalties for violating the act. Yeah, I don't see that happening. I don't see criminal penalties, but there would be criminal penalties if I ran the Justice Department. Fuck that.
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to resign, and I'm going to fucking prosecute your ass. Like, again.
Watch Bill Barr only prosecute Feinstein.
Yeah, he'd be like, well, she's just so emblematic of a larger problem. Like, yeah, the larger problem standing right next to you and Richard Burr and Loeffler. He's like, yeah, but
we gotta make an example out of somebody.
Yeah, I don't want to
throw this 90-year-old lady in jail.
She needs to go. She needs to go. She should have known better. She's old.
But statute of limitations on insider trading is 6 years, so something to keep in mind. You know, if we get like a better AG in there who's like, not a
garbage
cuck.
just a bloated bag of shit with a terrible haircut. So the next story, I titled, this should be a slam dunk, you feckless nincompoop. Trump refuses to order coronavirus supplies, because big business, complained. So that's a really good article in New York Magazine where they're basically saying like, look, Trump basically came in and said, look, he could use the Defense Production Act, which, if you don't know what that is, that was basically during World War II, like, actually not during World War II exactly, but it was basically a law that, like what they did in World War II, where they just compelled businesses, like, help with the war effort, you fucks. Like, we need, hey, you stop building cars, build tanks. Like, you guys stop doing this, you do that, right?
Famously, they turned the Ford plants into making tanks and shit.
Right, exactly. Right.
Because
so
it was easy to, because it's easier to take an existing factory rather than, you know,
build one.
Right.
Yeah. Like, hold on a second, guys. We're going to get right on that war effort. We gotta build a whole industry first. Hold on. If you give us like a year, we'll get it done. So
yeah, they could. We need respirators. We need
ventilators.
Ventilators and all sorts of personal protective equipment for the for healthcare workers.
Right.
They're short on masks.
Yes.
People are making, sewing fucking homemade masks for healthcare workers in Washington State.
Yeah, but the problem is those are not going to work.
I mean, kind of. Better than nothing.
Well, not really, because like the way those masks, the way the like the real masks are, like they spray in like this weaving that has to be done by a certain machine, otherwise it doesn't really protect you, right? That's why there's a shortage, and it's why it's very difficult to get them made. Here's the thing. Trump could use the Defense Production Act and say, all right, I am compelling this particular company to do X. I am compelling this company to do Y, yada, yada, yada. We've talked many times about like the benevolent billionaire, right? Like that idea of like, if we were given these billions of dollars, we would do like a couple of really good things to ingratiate yourself with people. And then you could do all of the dirt you want, right? I don't understand why you wouldn't do this, except for you're a fucking chicken shit. Like, dude, the world is on the precipice of collapsing. Like, Elon Musk tweeted out, he was like, the folks over at Tesla, we will make ventilators. And then he's like, well, just let us know, like, if there's a shortage, like, where there's a shortage, and we'll start making them. There's already a shortage, dude. We don't have enough if shit goes, like, into a catastrophe. Just make them. Like, just make them. Look, if we end up with 100,000 extra ventilators that we never use, who cares? Like, who gives a shit? It's really hard to make those masks. Is it really hard to make the machine that makes the mask? I doubt it. Right? It's a schematic. Give it over to those fucking dorks at Tesla and get them to make 50 of them. Make 1,000 of those machines. Like, these things are not difficult.
If you're the company that snaps into action and starts, you know, making all of this stuff and saves people's lives, you're going to be able to coast on that forever.
Yeah.
You know what
I mean? Like, look.
Like, let's just say Tesla did it. If they snapped into action and started making the ventilators at Tesla, that's every ad for how long?
Yeah. That's a Super Bowl ad, dude.
Yeah.
When America
buy a Tesla, we saved your grandma, right? Like,
yeah, like, well, yeah, when the chips were down for America, Tesla was there, like, whatever. And then have like the fucking Clydesdales and shit. Like, you can do that. It's fine. I don't care, right?
You, dude. You know, like, how many times have you seen like those Budweiser ads? Are like, when there was a problem, we started making canned water. You know, and canned
water. It's like for Coors Light. When people were dying of thirst, we gave them Coors Light. And even though we tell you it's a beer, it's pretty much water. So that worked out.
That was the same joke. I remember I was a Super Bowl ad a while ago. Was when Anheuser-Busch, there was a flood or something, and they switched over to just making canned water at their factories. And, you know, the overused joke was, oh, could you tell the difference between that Bud Light?
Yeah, but seriously, how could you tell?
Didn't even have to change anything.
You nailed it, Bubba. You got him. Show those Coors Light fuckers.
Yeah, but places like that, I mean, it's easy to just, well, fuck it. We got the cans filling with liquid. Just start putting water in cans. And then that, you know, when there's disasters, they kick into gear and give everybody canned water. That's a thing.
Right. And it's just,
you get to coast on that goodwill forever, right?
Right. It's just, this is a fucking slam dunk, man. Like, it's really easy. So apparently, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and the heads of major corporations have lobbied the administration not to use the act. And to me, like, of course, Trump just buckled. Did business say something? I can't get more of their cocks in my mouth. So he's just like, yeah, okay. I won't do anything. But I'm like, yo, you want to look like, for a guy who wants to be authoritarian so bad, he can fucking taste it. Yo, this makes you look like, in the best of ways, like it's an authoritarian move. Like it is, like, fundamentally, but it's an authoritarian move everyone can respect and understand. And you go, all right, like, I get it. Like, we got to come together as a society, and, you know, our grand leader is going to tell these companies what to do. And it's for the betterment of the society. I understand that. I mean, it's a little communist, but whatever. Like, you know, more on that later. A little commie, but you know, I'm down for it. So I don't know. It just seems like a slam dunk to me. And it's really interesting. Like, he doesn't want to do this, but at the same time, like, I'm looking at Maryland, where I am, and the governor, who is a Republican, I can't, I'm a person of honesty. He's doing a really good job right now. Like, he just is. Like, Hogan, Larry Hogan has a perfectly legitimate case for running for president. He just does at this point. He does. I think he fucking sucks. But the way he's handling this, he looks good. He's not the most charismatic person. He looks kind of like, you know, the fucking hypno toad from Futurama, but, like, whatever. Like, but he looks good in this crisis because he is just, like, calm, collected, and he's just like, let's help people. And, like, that's all it is. And right now he's working with local liquor companies, and I think it's probably, like, probably Sagamore, which is owned, Sagamore owns Under Armour. Or is owned by Under Armour. But I think they're working with liquor companies in Maryland to just make hand sanitizer. That's the same as what this is. Like, hey, you're a company doing this thing. Hey, instead of drinking it, put it on your hand, you dum-dums. And they're like, all right, cool, no problem, we'll make it. Because they're helping everybody. It just makes them look good. And they're not being compelled to do that. But if you want to avoid the Defense Production Act, why don't you fucking do something then? I don't know. It just seems like not only a slam dunk for Trump, but it seems like a slam dunk for those corporations. Like, I don't know. You have Amazon, the number one company in the world. They should just look. Have Tesla build these ventilators, have Amazon ship them to hospitals. Like, hey, let's just all work together. Let's figure out a way to get this stuff to people. Or have, you know, Amazon, somebody build the mask and Amazon delivers them to every fucking customer they have in every United, you know, like they do some sort of mass production or whatever. However you figure it out. Amazon is in everyone's asshole every day selling them garbage they don't need. Use them for something good. Like, I just don't understand, as a company, why you wouldn't want to, like you said, why wouldn't you want to ingratiate yourself and have that fucking Super Bowl Clydesdale laden commercial for the next, like, 12 years? Like, it's super easy to me.
No.
I don't know. These guys are fucking idiots. They're idiots. God, they're such idiots. This stuff is not hard. Oh, we don't want to have to spend a little bit of money. You're going to spend a little bit of money now, maybe even a lot of money, but you're going to make so much more money on the back end. So much more money. Like, in Maryland, they're like, cool, if you can help make these things, that would be great. If you're a local company, you can do that. Cool. We'll buy it from you. They're not even asking for you to give it to them for free. Like, we will buy it from you. Because, like, the state of Maryland doesn't have a fortress of hand sanitizers. So, like, they have to buy it from somebody. But if you make it, you sell it back to the state of Maryland, they'll appreciate it. They'll use it. And then the governor will go on television and be like, hey, thanks TMP Studios for making podcasts or whatever. Like, it's, I don't know. I just don't understand why you wouldn't do it. But I don't know. I'm not a billionaire or a cheapskate or, like, kind of a douchebag in that regard. Yeah.
Yeah. The state of New York is making its own hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, with prison labor, of course. But yeah, they are.
Prison labor. God damn it.
I'm not joking.
No, I did not take it as a joke. I'm not surprised.
They switched over to making hand sanitizer for the rest of the state, which, you know, whatever. But that's what companies could be doing.
Yeah.
Or we can compel prisoners to do it. I guess. For fuck's sake. Sorry, I hate everything about our justice system.
Yeah, it's slavery, dude. It's just fucking slavery.
Well, yeah. Pretty much.
It's just fucking slavery.
But yeah, it would be better if companies stepped up and did it themselves, like you were saying. Like, if you just went, look, or we, you know, especially if you're a product people aren't going to be buying for a while.
Right.
Like we're going to have tough financial times here. People aren't going to go buy a new car, right?
Yo, I saw a thing today that people were saying, this woman, like, in a comment about, it was like a Facebook comment about Larry Hogan's announcement. She was like, my husband is a car salesman, and his boss says that they're essential. I was like, so they have to keep coming in. Yo, if your boss tells you you're essential at a car dealership, they don't value your life. Like, they legitimately don't value your life. Try to find a new job. Now, obviously, that's easier said than done, but try to find a new job. Your boss literally doesn't care if you live or die. Just doesn't care. Just doesn't give a shit. You're essential. Bitch, I'm selling Toyotas. Like, it's not essential right now. It's not. Just not.
No. Car repair shops.
Yeah, I can see that, but I don't even know if that's essential.
I mean, the stuff that I've seen that counts as essential and doesn't is kind of interesting.
Yeah, that's just
something. I made a joke post earlier, but it's true. Taco Bell's open.
Oh, yeah.
Shit's essential.
It's essential to getting people's, keeping people regular. That's the only thing it's essential to. Make sure you don't get backed up.
It's been said before, but if your digestive system can't handle Taco Bell, you're weak.
Yeah, I mean it's obviously true. It's obviously true.
Nobody fuck anybody who gets diarrhea from Taco Bell. You don't want to pass those genes along.
You also don't want to pass those genes along to people who eat regularly at Taco Bell. I would argue. You want to keep that circle small and let it die out.
They are, and I'm not joking, they are America's healthiest fast food chain.
That is not true.
That is true.
No, I disagree. I disagree. I disagree. No, they're not. They can't be.
How could they not be? What's wrong with Taco Bell?
Not what's wrong with Taco Bell. What's wrong with the entire fast food industry? There's got to be something better for you than Taco Bell.
It's all fried garbage. What's beaten Taco Bell?
Well, we have places like Nally Fresh or whatever, right? Or like one of those Mexican joints. Yeah, like a Chipotle. Uh-huh. I mean, Chipotle's burritos are like 9,000 calories.
Yeah, but Chipotle gives everybody diarrhea because they have tainted meat.
That's not true. It's partially true.
They've shut down numerous times over it.
Oh, yeah, Taco Bell is they're nailing it. They've never shut down. Get the fuck out of here. Taco Bell will kill you.
Have they? Have they ever shut down every Taco Bell for tainted meat?
Okay, that's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's a fair point. That's right. They did shut down every Chipotle for like 1 week.
Every single one. More than once.
Well, it's still very delicious. It's never happened to me. I'm going on anecdotal evidence.
Officially the healthiest fast food chain. There you go.
I don't know which official you got to mark this, but
officially. It's official.
Agree to disagree.
It's official right here. That's official. It's official.
Look, they use cheese as an adhesive.
Calm down. I'm looking.
They use cheese as an adhesive. You cannot trust a company that does that. That's insane. Trump considers defying health experts.
You can eat healthy at Taco Bell. You can. It's possible.
Yeah, you can. You can eat healthy at any of those places.
Don't eat a bunch of chalupas, but you can totally pull it off.
Oh, if you eat that gordita, that's healthy, isn't it?
It's a lot of bread.
It's got the cheese glue.
Just go hit the fresco option. You're good.
I don't know what any of that means. I wouldn't be cut dead in a Taco Bell.
They take away the cheese and sour cream, and they add pico de gallo.
Okay, I like that.
See? Telling you. Taco Bell. There's a reason that they won the fast food wars, and now all restaurants are Taco Bell.
Yes, thank you, Demolition Man. Trump considers defying health experts, ending social distancing amid coronavirus pandemic. On a scale of 1 to we're all going to die, where do you think this puts us?
Well, as has been pointed out, he doesn't have the authority to do it since he didn't do it in the first place. Right?
Like, yeah, that's correct.
This is extreme federalism that happened. Every state that shut down is because your governor said, yeah, we better shut this down. There was never a federal edict for that, so he can't undo it, you know?
Yeah, but do you think... I think he has influence, right? Like, if he says we should stop social distancing, I don't think it's necessary. I feel like a lot of people will stop doing social distancing because, yes, you're right. Federalism did reign supreme. I don't think people understand that, nor do they care. Like, I think probably most people don't understand, like, how government actually works, so they just assume if they hear their governor say it, that's because the president told them to say it. Like, they have no idea. So I tend to err on the side of people hearing the president say something and then it just spreading like wildfire across the news.
Yeah.
Are you not concerned about that? You think that the governors will just be like, no, shelter in place and people will listen?
Well, so a lot of the blue states and, you know, all the coastal states, all those are going to keep their orders in place. What worries me is that a bunch of fucking Republican governors in the South and Midwest and shit are going to go, oh, okay, we're good then. And all those people are going to fucking die.
So what's the part you're concerned about?
Dude, there's good people living in shitty states.
I'm kidding. Yeah, no, I mean, this is like, so what's the bad part? I'm confused.
No, there's no state that's like 100% Republican. You
know? Montana.
No.
No. Disagree. Agree to disagree. There's 7 Republicans out there and that's it.
Yeah, like for one, all the, you know, the Republican southern states, that's where all the black people live. Who did not vote for those Republicans?
Yeah, no, they all voted for Joe Biden. We know,
right,
this.
Yeah, and they're going to have to, you know, suffer the wrath of this if they go, oh, no, Trump said it's okay, so it's okay.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree with you. Like, this is incredibly dangerous. And he's only doing this because he's concerned about the economy, right? He thinks that by lifting this curtain of social distancing, the economy will come roaring back. But here's the problem. If you do that, then the numbers are going to fucking spike and it's going to drop the economy again. And this time it's going to drop it off a cliff.
But another thing, like, all of the economic activity is happening on the coasts, and you know, Andrew Cuomo ain't gonna fucking listen to him.
No.
Gavin Newsom's not gonna listen to him. Jay Inslee's not gonna listen to him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no,
so
I hear you.
You can't bring the economy back. Plus, you're gonna kill fucking thousands of people. It's the dumbest shit.
Millions.
Probably.
Right? Like,
fucking dumb.
Like, this is one of the most dangerous fucking things I've ever heard. Like, it's really bad. This is a bad move. Like, it's a real bad move. And it's, and it has nothing to do with thinking about Americans. It has nothing to do with a concern that, like, social distancing is actually harming us as a society. By the way, it's not. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with his utter servile behavior to the stock market. He is so desperately so afraid that economic downturn makes him vulnerable in the election that he will do anything, including sacrificing people who will vote for you. Like, it is a very short-sighted viewpoint, because guess what? As we all know, as we discussed last week, this is a YA novel that we're living through, and all the olds are dying. So the olds tend to vote for him. So you are sacrificing people in your own community. Look, you can say, hey, don't worry about social distancing, and then a bunch of young people do it. Sure, young people are going to die too, but they're eventually going to go see grandma or grandpa who watches Fox News is going to be like, oh, Donald Trump said social distancing is fucking for the libs, so I'm not going to do it. And then they're not going to do it, and then they're going to get sick, and they're going to die in mass. And then it'll be, oh, who could have seen this coming? Why didn't the liberals stop us from doing something bad to ourselves, right? And then liberal people will suffer too, because they will also be exposed to this shit. So right.
That's
yeah,
the thing. It won't just stay there. You know, people move around from state to state.
You know. Yeah, I'm legitimately really pissed, because I think it doesn't take into consideration anybody's well-being. I think all it's doing is basically saying, you know what, fuck it, you guys deal with it. I just want the economy back.
Well, here's something that worries me that I think about in my industry. All of the goods that come to the United States come to the coasts and then are distributed via trucks, right?
Yep.
All of the coasts are the areas that are being hit hardest, and so all the truckers go out to the coast to get a truck full of, you know, Charmin or whatever, and go drive it out to wherever, whatever state in the middle of the country that, and I guarantee some of them are bringing it, right?
Yeah.
You can be asymptomatic for 14 days. You think Billy Bob's going to go, well, I better get a COVID-19 check just in case. No, he's just hitting the road.
That's right. Yeah, and yeah, thanks for bringing it over here. Appreciate it.
Right. Yeah, you're not safe. None of you are safe.
No. No, we're not. I mean, we have to interact. We have to interact with our neighbors and do businesses and things like that. Look, we're trying to do less of that, obviously, but that stuff happens. And it only takes one person to get popped for this, and then we're in a world of trouble.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's 100% safe either. Like, you know, we're all going to the grocery store, and those of us that aren't, you're getting deliveries. Who knows where the UPS man, you know, what he's got going on, right?
Yeah.
It can live on cardboard for 24 hours, I heard. So, you know, enjoy your Amazon packages, guys.
How about this? It can live on other things for 9 days.
Great!
So, doesn't really fucking matter. Doesn't really matter.
I'm so happy that we didn't take this seriously back in fucking January. But at least people sold their stocks.
Well, yeah, I mean, you got to get paid. I mean,
yeah, that's the important part.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, there's what, 325 million Americans, you know, give or take one or two. And I think there is a very good chance, if he does this and says, you know what, fucking social distancing, it's all bullshit, man, don't worry about it. Because young people who are flocking to like beaches and shit like that, look, they don't give a fuck if they agree with Trump or not. If Trump says social distancing is not necessary, they're going to take that shit and they're going to be like, cool, spring break, bro, let's just fucking do it. I think you could, of that 325 million people, I think you could very well see if things got bad enough, I think you could see almost a million people die. And I hate to say that because that seems really fucking scary, but I don't think it's that crazy. Because all it does, all it takes is a mass amount of people to be infected and then a mutation. And that's it. That's all it takes. And then it's like, oh shit, it's moving way quicker than it was before. Like it doesn't, a million people is not crazy. It's just not. There's something, what, where are we now? Over 300,000 cases around the world? Yeah. Like it's moving really at a clip. So yeah, it like imagine if it hits nursing homes, it will kill a ton of people. Imagine if it starts to hit prisons. I mean, there's a prisoner like we have on the docket right now.
More on that later.
Right, like it doesn't take a lot. Those people are generally compromised. They're drug users, or there's older folks who are in prison. Like there's a lot of smokers in prison. Like. And they're not getting the best health care either. You think some guy who's got the flu is going to get really taken care of in a hospital? No, they're going to put him in, you know, in whatever medical ward at the prison until he feels better. And then he doesn't. He's going to fucking die, infect somebody who's working there, and then they might get it and pass it on, or they might die. I mean, it can snowball. It can snowball really fast. So I think. If they're talking those like 70 to 150 million people being infected, yeah, 1 million is not crazy. That's a half a percent.
No.
That's a half a percent death rate in the U.S., which is, by the way, significantly lower than the rest of the world. And also, here's the thing that people aren't talking about. It's a higher death rate for men than women.
Yeah.
So
there's that.
So there's that. Yeah. So, I mean, look, take this shit seriously, man.
Did you hear why they suspect that is, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Smoking.
Oh, really? Just that for men?
Yes, because smokers are more susceptible to this, and more men smoke than women. That's just...
Well, there you go.
That's just the way it is. So, yeah, smokers are done.
Yeah, all you vape lifers. You're all fucked. You vape.
Yeah.
You're dead.
I do not.
You vape, not me.
Yeah.
No, but it's really scary.
Everybody's heard the sound of Jay's vaping on this show.
Yes, I'm a huge vape. Yes.
What's incredible is how you manage to do it while talking.
Well, I'm quite talented in many ways. It's breathing exercises.
Yeah, but even if it doesn't, former smokers are susceptible too, and that is me.
I
haven't had a cigarette since like 2013, but doesn't matter. I'm still fucked. So, yeah.
Oh, also, very small. But very susceptible group of people. The old Tuvan Throat singers, those guys, they're fucked. They thought they were living high on the hog with those albums, but now they're in a world of trouble now. They're like, oh, fuck. Wow, wow, wow. Just human didgeridoos. that's what they are. Those guys were kind of amazing. It's kind of weird. I watched a whole documentary about them once. Like, it was so weird. Yeah, it's really talented. I mean, it's not really music to rock out to or to make, you know, make time with your partner, but it is interesting.
Open up that fucking pit!
Yeah, it's like who's sitting around listening to this? You know what I mean? Like, oh, do you want to get in the mood? Yeah, I do. Yeah, why don't we turn on some Tuvan Throat singing? Oh, that's
so listen to these guys open up their throat while I open up yours.
Yeah. That is gross. That is super gross. all right, let's talk about the relief plan. that is being proposed. The latest Republican relief plan failed 47-47 as Democrats were like, nah, son, we're not doing it. And then some Republicans were like, we can't come out of our offices. We're stuck here. More on that later. So I linked to the NPR article, which is very neutral and tries to lay out the information. And then I link to another article that's in Politico that actually tells you the fucking truth behind all this shit. So a couple of things about the CARES Act, the Coronavirus Aid Relief and Economic Security Act. God damn it, AOC and your dork friends. Stop it. The 247-page bill, dubbed the CARE Act, had a couple of key provisions. The bill included cash payments of as much as $1,200 per person and $2,400 per married couple. Individuals with adjusted gross income of less than $75,000 and $150,000 for joint filers would receive the full payment, one-time payment. People earning over the amount would see their payments reduced by $5 for each $100 in income over that amount. The benefit completely phases out for individuals earning $99,000 and married couples making more than $198,000. People with incomes under $2,500 would be eligible for $600 or $1,200 for a married couple. What say you about that particular section?
I mean, it'll help a little, but yeah, this is like the shithead Republican version of what we're talking about, just giving everybody money. Because, of course, they're going to come up with a shittier version of it. Because, of course.
And this is the first one out the gate, which is interesting. Mm-hmm. Like, already you guys suck? Yeah, I'm actually shocked in how bad this is for like the regular Joe, here's some cash kind of thing. One, it's a one-time payment. That's not going to be enough. That's certainly not enough to stimulate the economy. Because remember, that's what this really is about. Like, you know, trying to help people, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, jerk off motion. It's really to stimulate the economy because that is falling off a cliff and rapidly.
Here's what I don't fucking get. Is they're going immediately into giant corporate bailouts, including an unaccountable for 6 months?
No. Hold on that. Because we're going to get there. Yeah, hold on that. Because I got a whole fucking thing. Because there's a lot to that shit. And it's really fucking gross. We'll get there after we get through what has been proposed on the top end.
If you want to stimulate the economy, hand people cash.
Yeah.
And they will stimulate the economy.
I'll stimulate the shit out of the economy.
They're going to buy shit. Like, that's what I don't get is why they always go top end. Like, we did this, you know, last time. Like, oh, we got to bail out the banks. Or, if you bail out the people, they're going to make their mortgage payments. They're going to make their car payments. They're going to go buy stuff. The economy is going to be fine if people have money to spend. They will spend it.
Yeah. Look, I think there are a number of things here that are really interesting. Boy, does Andrew Yang look good right now. I mean, his plan was obviously $1,000 a month indefinitely, but it was also like replacing minimum wage and things like that, which I fundamentally just didn't agree with. But as far as just handing out straight cash to everybody, I mean, you want to talk about timely. Jesus, man, if he was still in the race, even though it wasn't a one-to-one, he'd have been cleaning up. Then he's like, look, even Mitt Romney agrees with me. You know, like, and that guy's not Asian at all. So, you know, he could have actually, just saying, he's not. But he could have been making, like, some really good some really good like political inroads. So this is a one-time payment, $1,200 per person, or $2,400 for the married couple filing jointly. Couple of things. I don't like the caps. I don't think you should cap it at $75,000 or $150,000 for joint filers, you know, versus individuals. I don't, and the reason why I say that is because
it affects you personally.
Yes. Yes. That's part of it. Yeah, because I don't think it's fair. Why do you poors get money and I don't? So, I mean, look, if I'm being honest, I have many things, but I am also transparent. One, I don't think it's fair to me. And I like being fair to me. One, I don't think it's fair to me, but I don't think, and this is like a thing going back to the primaries, like one of the things like Warren proposed was like for college, you know, like, you know, free college. She was like, look, I don't think we should be paying for rich people to go to college either. And I disagreed with that. Right. I think you got to pay it for everybody, because if you don't, then there's animosity that starts to develop, right? Where it's like, well, why do they get it? No, I don't get it. Even if you don't need it, you know what I mean? Like there's division that gets created there, right? So I think everybody has to have skin in the game. So I don't agree with the, like, we're not going to give money to these people. Because, like, what is $1,200 to a person who's a millionaire? It's nothing. It's nothing. Who cares, right? Like, it doesn't do anything to the economy one way or the other. And again, the benefit of phasing it out is for the same reason. Like, I don't think it makes sense to create that division. I think you just don't give rich people an excuse to fight against it. Just here's $2,500. They'd be like, cool, I'll just, I don't know, put it in the glove box of my Bentley. Who gives a shit? Like, it doesn't matter to them. For what you gain by not creating divisions is worth far more than the money that you're giving billionaires. It just doesn't mean anything. And also, people who make income less than $2,500 are eligible for $600 or $1,200 filing jointly. Those people should get more money, not less. That doesn't make any sense. You have an income of under $2,500? Yeah. Just give that person like $5,000. They don't have any money. Who cares? It doesn't make sense to then hurt. Like, why is a poorer person getting less than a person who makes $25,000 a year? Like, help them. They need more help, not less help. Like, it's kind of backwards. Small business loans, businesses with fewer than 500 employees could apply for fee-free loans of up to $10 million that could help, to cover payroll, employee salaries, mortgage, rent, and some other debt obligations. Businesses that retain their employees in payroll levels between March 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2020 would have any of that money used for payments on pre-existing debt and payroll forgiven. Okay, so that's like pretty good. I like that it's forgiven. I don't like that March 1st to June 30th thing, because I feel like you take a $10 million loan, you know, keep your employees around to June 30th, and then fire them. After it's, you know, after the payroll has been forgiven, you're like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's all been forgiven. My $10 million. Awesome. Yeah, Johnny, you're fucking fired. And yeah, then like rehire. Like, what's that?
And you know that would happen.
100%. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't like that. Like, if you give people a definitive time frame, I think they'll take advantage of it. Industry-specific loan guarantees. The bill includes the $208 billion in loan guarantees for industries that are hurting because of the coronavirus. This includes up to $50 billion for airlines. I have a problem with that. $8 billion for cargo carriers and $150 billion for other unnamed businesses. Yeah, I got a big problem with that $150 billion. So we know that the airlines did an unprecedented amount of stock buybacks. I think 97% of the money that the airline, 97% of airlines did stock buybacks with their huge tax cuts. So why are we shoring up those companies again?
Because they're donors.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think you nailed it. Yeah. I think you nailed it. Yeah, it's actually really kind of gross because, the biggest U.S. airline spent 90. Oh, okay. I got this wrong. I'm sorry. The biggest U.S. airline spent 96% of free cash flow over the last decade to buyback stocks, in order to boost executive bonuses and please wealthy investors. Now they expect taxpayers to bail them out to the tune of $50 billion. Yeah, no, no. If American Airlines fails because they did a bunch of stock buybacks, well, here's what you could do. You could sell some stock. That's not my problem. Like, you bought all that stock so you could make more money and have more money internally. Well, sell some stock, motherfucker. I don't give a shit. Like, that's not my problem. That's your problem.
But it's worthless now.
Yeah. How about that? How about that?
Maybe you shouldn't have put your money into something so non-concrete.
Yeah, like, how about that?
You could have invested in your workers or something, or better planes that don't crash. I don't know.
Better planes that don't crash. Well, that seems expensive.
Yeah, but stock buybacks. It's something that feels good in the moment, but really you probably shouldn't have spent that much money on it. It's like avocado toast, basically. And what happened is all of these irresponsible airlines went and frittered their money away on avocado toast.
I like avocado toast.
Of course you do.
I'm a coastal elite. Does it have Duca on it? Because it's got to have the Duca. That's what makes avocado toast, instead of just guacamole on toast.
I don't even know what that word is.
Yeah, I know you don't. You're the fact that I even do this podcast with you is just amazing to me. Every week, I deal with a 2-hour shame spiral of a guy who doesn't even know what Duca is. It's fucking sad. Good
lord. What the fuck is Duca?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you any of it. Just Google it, man. No, Duca is Duca typically consists of hazelnuts, sesame seeds, and spices such as cumin, coriander seed, pepper, and salt. Yeah, that's right. That's what they put on. That's what they put on a classic avocado toast.
Man.
Yeah, man, avocado toast with Duca. That's right.
y'all coastal liberals or something else.
Yeah, this is what we do out here. Well, you guys are starving and fighting and scraping away in your what the hell's that game? Fallout Futures over there. We're eating avocado toast in District 1.
we weren't starving. I had grilled up some steaks yesterday.
Oh, look at you. I had steak yesterday, too.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. Yeah, grilled up some steak, some potatoes, some asparagus.
Oh, fuck.
Dude, they had asparagus for 99 cents a pound. And I'm like, fucking loading up on that. Jesus Christ.
99 cents a pound? That's pretty good, actually.
That's a great deal.
Yeah it is. It's not
I've never seen it that low. I'm like, I don't know what's going on that's causing this. I'm sure it's something.
The economic downturn is making asparagus dirt cheap.
Asparagus futures have plummeted. But whatever. I'll take it.
That's the one thing that Richard Burr was like, whoa. What are asparagus futures? I'll take 20 of those. Give me that money.
Yeah, no. Asparagus is plummeting, so he went and sold all his asparagus.
Yeah. He's flooded the market with it.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. It's another thing less talked about between Saudi Arabia and Russia is they're having an asparagus war back and forth, and they've just flooded the market with cheap asparagus.
That's true.
And yeah.
Even that white asparagus like, that I've never seen people buy.
Yeah, I've seen this shit like $4.99, $5.99 before, and it was like 99 cents.
$5.99 a pound for asparagus? Were they the size of trees?
It's per pound. It doesn't matter what size it is.
Yeah, I know, but like some people prefer the big thick stalks for some reason.
yeah, they do.
Yeah, chicks dig it.
No, I like the thinner ones because when you grill them, they get a nice crunch on it.
Love yep, that shit. I agree. I agree. Mm-hmm. See, there it is. Asparagus talk this week. This week in asparagus.
There, we found something we can agree on.
Yep, this guy doesn't even know what Duke is. Fucking sad.
The thickness of the asparagus we prefer. not like you size queens out there who demand your thick throbbing asparagus.
Size queen.
Nah, man, it's too thick. Like, you can make it perfect on the outside, and the inside's, like, barely been cooked. I'm like, fuck you. That is a protective layer on that asparagus. It prevents anything from getting to the middle. We should put asparagus skin on, like, fire-retardant outfits.
Yeah.
It's really good. Yep.
Yeah. It could work. All right, let's talk about the reality of this proposed bill. That was a fucking tangent. It started with Duca and avocado. It started with avocado toast. It moved to Duca. What is Duca? Steak. I had asparagus. Asparagus is cheap. Downward spiral into madness. Utter madness.
This has been Asparagus Chat with Jay and Andy.
Asparagus Chat. There's definitely some dude in the country who calls it that, which is really disturbing.
I hope so. And God bless you, sir, wherever you are.
Yeah, his name is Stone Cold Steve Austin. I love that guy. All right, so the Democrats...
Y'all like grilled asparagus, give me a hell yeah!
Oh, fuck.
trying to give me some of that white asparagus from Trader Joe's, I said,
Oh, shit. I would pay to see him do an ad for Trader Joe's, actually. Like, I really would. Like, I really would. He should be the spokesman for Trader Joe's. That would be great.
Did you listen to that fucking album I sent you already?
I listened to most of it. I'm on the small town gay bars,
yeah.
Which is hilarious.
Yeah. Me and my brother quote the Sam for Soy bit all the time, the Sam Elliott, it's called, I mentioned it before, but Low Hanging Fruit by James Adomian, and everybody listened to it. But
it's pretty funny.
There's a bit of Sam Elliott doing ads for soybeans.
Yeah, thank to the men, women, and gender non-binary folks up in Oregon pulling hot soybeans from an unforgiving earth.
His impressions are pretty good. I didn't like his Paul Giamatti, but the rest of them have been pretty good.
Tofu, it's what's for brunch. It's what's for brunch.
That's fucking hilarious. So Maisie Hirono, who is just my hero, I really like her a lot. And I think she would be a good VP choice, by the way. She'd be an out of the box choice, and I kind of like that. Old Maisie, she basically went out and was like, yo, this Republican bill is nothing but a fucking slush fund, which is a great turn of phrase, I might add. A slush fund specifically for corporate America. It's a $500 billion bill, the Exchange Stabilization Fund. Inside the GOP proposal, that is the problem. The fund, which would come under the control of Treasury Secretary Steven Milhouse Mnuchin, is designed to aid distressed industries It includes $58 billion for U.S. airlines and air cargo companies, a source of significant controversy during the last 3 days, blah, 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 blah. The language drafted by the Senate Republicans. Now, this is the reality of the bill we were just talking about, okay? Listen to this shit. The language drafted by Senate Republicans also allows Mnuchin to withhold the names of the companies that receive federal money and how much they get for up to 6 months if he so decides.
Until after the election?
Yeah. I'm like, yo, what kind of bullshit is that? Why do you need to hide that information? Why? There's no logical reason for them to need to hide that information at all. Like, at all. And to that point, Brad had sent us this this quote from Daniel Dale, who is a he's a reporter for CNN. He writes this tweet. He says, asked about the proposed provision in the relief package to allow Treasury to dole out money to companies as it sees fit, Trump says, quote, look, I'll be the oversight. I'll be the oversight, end quote. So a bill that gives away $500 billion to whatever industries they want under secret for 6 months. We're going to trust that Donald Trump and his family aren't going to get a significant amount of money. Are you out of your fucking minds?
Yeah.
There's no way they don't pass them $1 billion, dude. There's no way Steve Mnuchin doesn't pass Trump $1 billion. At least. At least.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I could not believe when I read that. I could not believe that they thought that they could slide that past Democrats. And Democrats, oh, yeah, this seems fine.
Yeah, I, just sneak a half a trillion dollars in there. Sure.
But, like, okay, you could say, well, you know, they need to give these out to these industries. Okay, tell us who they are and tell us how much it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, why does it need to be unaccountable?
Why? Well, it's accountable to the president. So it's unaccountable then. Like, it's unaccountable at that point. Like, the president is a part of the group that would benefit from this in his blind trust. I just, like, yo, that's baffling to me. Like, that's super baffling to me. And thankfully, the Democrats were like, yeah, eat a dick. This is ridiculous. Yeah, I just could not believe that these guys are that fucking brazen. But then I remember who they are. And of course. Yeah, and basically, yeah, the Democrats were like, nah, yeah, that's too rich for my blood, you know? I can knock it off. Yeah, it's 6 months, so it's, of course, after the election. Like we don't understand time. Like, we just don't, oh, 6 months, that's totally random. I can't imagine why that's in there. Like, yeah, no shit. And then, you know, after 6 months, like, if he so decides he's going to keep this stuff secret, one, he will do that 100%. So, like, there's no point of putting it in there if he's not going to use that. And after 6 months, either they win and we don't ever hear anything because he goes, oh, well, I've just decided we're going to keep it secret forever. And the only people who care about that are reporters and, you know, like, Open Secrets and all these other people. So they'll just be, they're all the nerds. So they'll just be thoroughly ignored. Everyone would just be so happy to be out of the coronavirus nonsense that they're not going to be interested to figure out what this is. And even if they do find out, who cares? It's already spent. That money's gone. Wasn't illegal. What you going to do about it? You can't vote me out. I'm already president again. Like, this is a disastrous plan. It really fucking pissed me off. Like, that's like, yo, that's so... It's so fucking crazy. Like, it's so fucking crazy. It's so crazy that West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin even lashed out at Republicans, saying, quote, "It's throwing caution to the wind for the average person working on Main Street. It's balls to the walls for the people working on Wall Street. It's the same old story for Mitch McConnell." Even Joe Manchin came out of his fucking West Virginia cabin where he had been shooting the cap and trade bill for the last fucking year to even call Republicans out on this. Insane, man. Absolutely insane. So, question is
this, and I'm a piece of shit.
Check this out. Kablam. Like, so let's talk about what the Democrats plan on doing. Where is the Democrats plan? Because it kind of listed here. I can't seem to find that particular part of it, but basically the Democrats plan is like, look, we're going to give like mad cash to people. They're talking like a $2,000 initial payment and $1,000 every month to each adult until the coronavirus controversy is over. Most of them are saying like a year, right? To not only get through the coronavirus, but to actually have money in your pocket to bounce the economy back. I like that. There doesn't seem to be a restriction, which again, I think is the smart move, yeah, for more reasons than I'd like to lay out. Those are good ideas. Like they were doing way more propping up of small businesses. They were increasing unemployment for folks. Like there's getting ready to be like a million people filing for unemployment, which is, you know, hasn't happened in a very long time, and it's all at once. So like they were increasing those numbers, the amount of money there and things like that. There was an increase for small minority businesses because the amount that Republicans had put in, it basically rounded out to if every minority business got some of the money, they would basically get about $2.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shocking news on that one because of racism. Yeah. Yeah, the bill from the Republicans was just fucking god awful in just about every way. So, yippee, I guess. Hopefully Democrats get their way.
Well, what I'm getting from this is that Democrats don't want to help people, and they turned they voted down the bill that would help Americans because Nancy Pelosi wants to fund abortions or something. I don't know.
Yeah, speaking of that, Texas outlawed abortion during the coronavirus.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, well, I mean, you really need to do that.
Yeah, what? Now's the time. You want as many children as possible.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. We're talking 20, 30% unemployment. Great time to bring a kid into the world, really.
I mean, it's ideal if you think about it.
You have a kid, I have two, you understand, but, you know, as much as anybody, children are basically free. They don't cost any money.
Well, love don't cost a thing. That was a song, right? like the idea of, you're right, like 20%, 30% unemployment and then bringing more children into the world right now. Ay, ay, ay. Like, and the people that are... again, that suffer because of those kind of bills are the poorest Americans. Because rich women are going to get abortions if they want to get one. They are not going to suffer. But the Republicans are so obsessed with this idea of just, we have to figure out a way to fuck over poor people at every turn. If we don't come up with a way to fuck over poor people at this turn, why are we even doing this bill? Why are we even helping anybody if we can't fuck over poor people or stop women from, you know, exercising their human rights as citizens? I don't know. I don't even know what we're bothering. Next up.
I wake up in the morning if I can't fuck over a poor person.
Yeah. I don't want to live. If fucking over a poor person is wrong, I don't want to be right. So how about this? This is super interesting. This came out right before we started recording. Hawaii is the first U.S. state to seal borders from everybody. Hawaii today put in the toughest measure of any state in sealing itself from further importing COVID-19. You stay over there, white man. Today, Governor Ige, I don't know, from the great state of Hawaii, told visitors not to come to Hawaii and urged tourists already in the state to leave. Get the fuck out. He also urged Hawaii residents outside of the state planning to return before Thursday. Get y'all asses home before we lock the doors. Stop playing around. Located more than 2,500 miles off the coast of California. Starting March 26th at 12:01 a.m. Thursday, anyone arriving at any airport in Hawaii or arriving by ship will be quarantined for 14 days. Compliance will be checked by authorities. Violating the order is a misdemeanor or offense with a maximum fine of $5,000 and up to 1 year in prison.
Who the fuck is getting on a ship right now?
I don't know, man. I guess maybe you're like, oh, mainland's infected. Time to bug out to Hawaii. And Hawaii's like, nice fucking try. No. Get your ass in a hotel. Which I think is reasonable, right? Like, you can stay, but you gotta hit that quarantine for 14 days, which is a long time. Like, quarantine for 14 days in a hotel. Oh my God. I'm gonna blow my fucking brains out.
I just lived in a hotel for like 4 weeks.
Yeah, but you were with your family. What if you were there by yourself?
Yeah, sure. That would have been even better.
How much Netflix I could have caught up on?
No, I'm not. They're not driving me crazy yet. No.
Yeah. Uncomfortable laughter.
They used to go out and do things, and now they're just here.
They're always here. They're always here. That's how I feel. That's how I feel right now. I'm just like, fuck. Maybe I should go into work and just get the coronavirus. I don't know.
Maybe.
Hey.
I mean, don't you work in the health industry?
I basically work for Dr. Fauci.
Okay. So you'll get the cure first, right? Get to work.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely. We're friends. We're friends. We party. Residents will be quarantined at their home. Arriving visitors will be required to stay in a hotel room for 2 weeks, unable to leave the room for that period. Is it worth it to go stay in a hotel in Hawaii for 14 days so that you can just be in Hawaii until this is all over?
But then you can't like go out or do anything, right? So you can you're in Hawaii, basically.
Like, right, like you're at the beach.
You have a sweet view out the window, but you can't go anywhere or do anything.
Yeah, I feel like you should just wait and just go to Hawaii later. Yeah, I don't want to do social distancing in Hawaii. That sucks. I want to do social distancing in Montana. There's nobody there to be social with. And I want to keep my distance anyway, so it's fine. Hey, you want to hang out? Yeah, practicing social distancing, actually. I feel like a lot of black people are pretty happy about social distancing from white Americans, mostly for right now. We're like, yeah, no, this is fine. Like, we're making memes. We're moving the internet forward. We're doing all right. Like, I think we're doing okay.
Not bad. Pretty socially distant as is, like. This is the most socializing I do all week, honestly.
That's true. That's true. Yeah,
I'm way over there.
Yeah, I'm a little ways away from you. I observed my neighbors, two of my older neighbors, two couples, like they were literally having dinner together. Each of them, they're across the street from each other, sitting at the edge of their driveways talking across the street, which I thought was pretty cute. That's funny. But like, I don't know, man, like people are out, like we take walks with our neighbors. Like we do an internal social distancing, with the strollers and all. But it's, I don't know. I hate it because it's all like super crazy and I wish I could just like do what I wanted to do, but I also love because I'm at home and I don't have to be out doing things. But I'd like to have the freedom to do that. And I just, I'm actually really happy that society is more like I think it is than not, which is given the circumstances, people are just, they generally rise to the occasion. Right. And it's just kind of nice to see that instead of people just acting like fucking total dickheads. I mean, there's obviously like, I'm gonna buy all the toilet paper in the tri-state area. Like there's always that fucking guy. There seems to be a lot less of those people than people just like, hey, why don't we just check on the old people in the neighborhood and make sure they're okay? You know, like there's way more of those guys, which is kind of nice.
From a safe distance.
Yeah. Like just like with a stick. Like, hey, here you go. You all right? Just poke you. So yeah, no, I think it's good. I hope that all stays around afterwards, but I doubt it.
No, we'll go right back to being pieces of garbage.
Yeah, I know. That's the sad part.
I've seen videos of people like fighting in grocery stores. For one,
why?
Dude, there was a fist fight over tortillas. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah,
it's not that important. It's tortillas. And for two, you cannot maintain your social distance in a fist fight.
No, you cannot. No, like it's impossible. Unless you do like that wrestling match where they were like having a social distance wrestling match. That
was so funny. the social distancing match where they stayed 6 feet away.
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, wrestling's fake. Why not have fun with it?
Is it fake? It's still real to me. Damn it.
Damn it.
I love that guy. He was so serious. So serious. You guys break your bodies for us. Like, all right, just fucking relax. Relax, Cam. Just relax. that guy is Cam if he didn't make it.
No, it was Cam. Yeah, not a lot of people know that. That was Cam.
Yeah. He was just very emotional. You guys break your bodies for us, man. I see what you go through, Brett. I see what you go through, Bret Hart. I know, man. Love you. Like, dude, this is just a road show. Like, and I'm just I'm not even Bret Hart. Why are you crying? So, yeah, stock market takes a massive shit over the last couple of days, which has been a joy to watch, really.
Yeah,
I tune in like it's fucking Netflix. I'm like, ooh, who's going to jump out of a window first? Like, who cares? These people are all terrible. Like, they're all terrible people. Good.
I work nights, so my schedule's pretty interesting because I go to bed around the time that the stock market opens. Mm-hmm. And I've just been, you know, the stocks app that comes with your iPhone?
Yeah.
I take a look at it before I go to bed. And then I wake up around, 2 in the afternoon here. That's about 5 your time, right? East Coast time. So I get up, and the first thing I do now is I check the stocks to see how big of a shit they've taken. And it's always an entertaining number.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like the stocks, they rallied 1,200. Next day, 2,000 point drop. Yeah, they just can't seem to get over the hump. I'm enjoying it because stock market is not the actual economy. These are all those rich fuckwads, and I hope they're losing their fucking shirts.
Dow Jones is down to 18.5.
Is it now?
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Trump was like, the Dow Jones has never hit 30,000, and that's about to happen. It's all because of me. Is this one all because of you? You want to take credit for that? Yeah, I don't think so. Dude, nothing was funnier than that press conference he did this week where there was a guy. He's like, you know, the economy is very stalled. The stock market is dropping. And he said like one other thing, like kind of pointing out how bad the financial system was. Trump interrupts him and goes, yeah, you're not telling us anything we don't already know. Yeah, okay, all right, what's your question? Like, he didn't want to hear anything about like how bad the economy was. He's like, yeah, come on. And the guy's like, what you gonna do about it? He was like, this is a bad question. But it was just hilarious. He just like did not want to hear anything like remotely about the actual financial realities of the country right now or of the world. But you know what? I enjoyed it. I thought it was hilarious because I don't give a shit.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, you know, sorry to anybody who's got a lot of money in the stock market, but
I mean, my 401k, so oops.
Well, maybe retirement shouldn't be based on the stock market. I don't know. Maybe that's a shithead, a shitty system to use.
You say that. You're right. But you say that. I need to just come up with one good invention. That's my retirement. Just one good idea, and then I'll be rich.
Have you ever come up with an idea that's not, okay, me and my friends talk about this thing?
You say that. But millions
that's
of people.
That's every idea.
Every idea I had is, hey, guys, what if we talked about this?
What if me and my buddies talk about this thing, and then people will download it and listen to it and hopefully give me money? What? It works? Wow, that's crazy.
All right, I'm all out of ideas. I guess we'll just keep doing this.
People are actually paying money to listen to us. That's weird.
What a bunch of idiots. I mean, fans. Yeah, no, those are my ideas. Like, that's all I got. That's all I have. Yeah, I'm out. So yeah, it's, look again, I'm enjoying it because I enjoy the panic of rich white men throwing trillions of dollars of my tax money, into a fire, trying to get the coal engine of the Titanic to move forward. And it's not. So yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's fine. We're fucked anyway. Won't spend too much time on that. The last part is garbage people test positive for COVID-19. Look, Tom Hanks is not a garbage person. Tom Hanks is the ambassador to white people, and Tom Hanks is a national treasure, an international treasure, and he deserves the respect and admiration that he gets. So does Rita Wilson, also a lovely person, apparently who knows all the lyrics to Hip Hop Hooray by Naughty by Nature, but okay. I didn't know that about her. You know, so God bless. But those are not the people I'm talking about. The two people I'm talking about, one is Harvey Weinstein, whose bloated garbage ass tested positive for COVID-19.
Now, as fun and as funny as it is that he got it, this does kind of worry me about the jail situation.
Yes, I agree with. Yeah, because
he's not in prison yet, is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, he's in prison.
Yeah, he's at a New York prison, dude. Like, oh, okay. They locking his ass all the way up.
Well, there you go. But yeah, you can't practice social distancing when you aren't allowed to leave. So they need to test everybody.
They do. I think he's at Rikers. I feel like that's true. He was at Rikers. Yeah. 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 Harvey Weinstein's back at Rikers. Oh, man.
Yeah. You got to test everybody at Rikers.
Yeah. You do. Because you can't afford for that to, you can't afford for that to go wide. You really can't.
Yeah.
And I can't allow Harvey Weinstein to kill criminals. Because I think he should die way before them.
Yeah.
Because he's a terrible criminal.
Yeah, it's not like everybody is a horrible monster in prison. Some people like, you know, like, I'm a tax cheat and I had to go do 2 years or whatever. You know?
Right.
It's not all fucking rapists and murderers in jails.
Yeah, you say that, but... Yeah, no, I did enjoy the fact that Harvey Weinstein got COVID-19. That's pretty good. He doesn't seem like the guy who's going to beat it. Just looking at him.
No. Yeah, I mean, I'm just there, like, just give people up. In, there's people in prisons who've done crimes that I, like, straight up approve of. You know what I mean? Straight up approve.
This guy, he knows what I'm talking about. But the other person, I'm not sure who's worse. The other person's Rand Paul. Is Rand Paul worse than Harvey Weinstein? On one hand, one person is a serial rapist, just a general piece of shit. And on the other hand, one equally disturbing is Rand Paul. Like, that's it. It's just Rand Paul. Like, he's an awful person in every way, shape, or form. I think Rand Paul's worse. He has more influence on the world stage. I think he's worse.
Than a serial rapist. You're saying Senator Rand Paul is worse than.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, fair. All right, so Rand Paul.
Yeah, I think it's reasonable.
Who, by the way, is missing part of his lung.
Yes, he is.
Susceptible.
Due to his fantastic assault by his neighbor, comrade Rene Boucher.
Rene Boucher. You know, mama say those gators are angry because they... Because they ain't got no family. It's the medulla oblongata. No, you're wrong, Colonel Sanders.
Mama said they're angry because I got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Yeah, no toothbrush.
No, yeah, his name was actually Rene Boucher. Rene Bobby Boucher.
That was the last noise Grandpa heard before being gored on his front lawn.
Captain Insano shows no mercy.
Waterboy is a solid Adam Sandler movie, by the way. It really is.
Rene Boucher, who, by the way, was like a retired... was he a doctor?
I think that's true, yes.
Yeah. And a hell of an offensive tackle, as it turns out. So Rand Paul, who suspected he had it, while waiting for his test results, decided to go hang out at the Senate gym, go work out, and then go for a swim.
Yes.
And then was informed he tested positive.
What a... While he was waiting for the test, which is insane.
Which is why you're seeing things like 47 to 47 votes in the Senate. Because everyone who's been exposed to Rand Paul had to go into self-quarantine.
Yeah, even Sexy Joe Manchin, she came out and was like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? She was like, I've never called anybody out for anything, because I am a frustratingly neutral conservative Democrat. It was a little thick in the middle, as we've discussed, and we all like mm-hmm. that. She was like, yo, even I have to call you out, you fucking annoying prick. And then she is. Weirdly
she says, I have never commented about a fellow senator's choices or actions, not once. This America is absolutely irresponsible. You cannot be near other people while waiting for coronavirus test results. It endangers others and likely increases the spread of the virus.
That yeah.
Kyrsten Sinema.
Yeah, I mean, look.
As you said, frustratingly centrist.
Yeah, she
very
is.
Attractive senator from the great state of Arizona.
Yeah.
Calling out actual medical doctor Rand Paul.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Did Ron Paul's newsletter actually say like coronavirus was like kind of bullshit?
6 days before this, Ron Paul put out the coronavirus hoax over in his right wing shithead libertarian newsletter. 6 days later, his son was diagnosed with coronavirus, and boy, I got a hearty laugh out of that.
maybe people don't know this about me, but I think Ron Paul is one of the most annoying people who's ever existed in American politics. I was never impressed when all of my liberal friends thought that this guy was like the second coming or a maverick or whatever bullshit people bought into. Ron Paul is a old-fashioned fucking racist dickhead who had one idea, applied it to everything, and it never made sense. I don't like Ron Paul, and I don't like his seedlings either. Fuck Ron Paul, fuck Rand Paul. And if Rand Paul dies of coronavirus, that'll be really sad until they hire someone else to replace him at that job. Period. I don't care. I don't care. And I actually, him being susceptible to it because he lost part of his lung is actually hilarious, because that motherfucker went to Canada to get worked on. When he insists that American healthcare is so great. So no, fuck him. No, fuck him. Fuck him, fuck him, fuck him. Shout out to Ron Paul's acolytes who all now pretend he doesn't exist. Because he's old.
Yeah.
And why is he still alive?
Yes. So more people now in the actual fucking Senate. We've had two congressmen who've come down with it and two senators.
Who's the second senator?
One senator and two congressmen. There was two people in the House.
Yeah, okay, I knew about
that. Tested positive now. Yeah, yeah. And this is going to keep happening if they don't figure out a way to do remote voting in an emergency.
Yeah. I mean, Rand Paul is such an idiot, because he's endangering not only, you know, obviously not only himself, but he's endangering the other senators. And there's a lot of older folks. There's a lot of older guys. He could wipe out, he could clear the bench on his side very easily.
Yeah,
I guess, thank you, Rand? I don't know what the answer is. I guess we'll have to wait and see. But some of these older guys are going to have to pop positive at some point.
Yeah, but they're going to be in trouble, man. Like, this is a problem with having a government run entirely by elderly people, is they're all susceptible to this more. Well, I mean, everybody's susceptible, but they're the ones that are going to fucking die.
Yeah.
You know. If AOC gets it, she's probably going to pull through.
Right.
If Steny Hoyer gets it, I don't see him making it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, probably not. And that would be unfortunate, but I mean, they're old. Like, not to be funny, there's a reason, you know, it's like, oh, it's cute or whatever, but it was a reason why Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders elbow bumped. Neither one of those guys can afford to get coronavirus. Neither one of them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're old. I mean, there was something that was said, I think it was on so on the 538 podcast like a couple of weeks ago, and they were like, yeah, maybe Bernie's pulling out of like from giving a concession speech after that Super Tuesday second Super Double Tuesday primary. And they were like, yeah, he might not be doing it because he doesn't want to be on stage around all these people if, you know, for losing, and he's an older guy. Like, what if he gets coronavirus? It's a wrap for him. And that, again, that goes doubly for Joe Biden, too. He's old as fuck, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rand Paul's actions are really, really careless. And, you know, Romney is in...
Again, he's a fucking medical doctor.
Yeah, he does a lot of things that are anti-logical medicine things, like in logical anti-science stuff. Like, this is not the anybody first time he's done it.
If anybody should know better, though.
He's like an optometrist. He's not like a...
Is he?
Yeah, he's not like a, like... I'm pretty sure he's not any sort of, like, internal medicine doctor. I'm pretty sure he was just like
an optometrist. Does he still have to go to medical school?
I would imagine, but... I mean, you say that, but yeah, I think he's. Let's see.
I whatever. Doesn't matter. Dr. Rand Paul, fucking moron.
Fucking moron. Yeah, he went. Like, he's basically an optometrist. He's a clown. It's a fucking clown.
Okay. Well, you're gonna make me start being a lot more picky and choosy about my optometrists. Because apparently they just don't believe in fucking science. I don't even wash my hands before I touch your eyes.
Well, no, they don't. Nah, he doesn't believe in that. He actually just, like, if you have an eye issue, he does the Three Stooges. He just takes two fingers and pokes them out. And it is your job as the patient to put your hand up in the middle. Like, oh, nope. Nice try, Rand. Nice try. He's like, well, that's a test. And that's the whole test. That's it. If you don't put your hand up to block it, get your ass poked up. It's called the Stooges. That's what optometry school is like. Parting
he's
words?
He's coming to poke it, and you need to throw up the invisible hand of the free market to block it.
There are many people walking around with canes from optometry school because the free market does not help you.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess there's still a Democratic primary going on. One thing that's good
honestly, I don't even care anymore.
I know. It's, but every proposal that I've seen is addressing a problem that we are going to run into this year, which is we need vote by mail in every state.
Yeah.
Now, like, everybody needs to move on that right now. We've got, I don't know if there's more, but I know Washington and Oregon have gone to full vote by mail for years now. And yeah, we just need to do that. And Republicans who are generally against it might want to think about the fact that old people are not going to feel comfortable to come out and vote. And that's their entire constituency.
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, clearly right now, young people don't give a fuck. We're willing to die for this. Dude, really?
Yeah.
To die? It's fine.
I saw some people this week that would be like, oh, I mean, were these primaries even legitimate? Like, people were scared of coronavirus. They probably didn't come out to vote. I'm like, who do you think didn't come out to vote? Who do you think stayed home?
Right.
Old people. The people who were, you know, statistically more likely to vote for Joe Biden. So he would have won by more. If they're so, I don't think that's an argument, you know, from the Bernie folks.
Yeah, you definitely need to do something to shore up people's ability to vote.
We need to do vote by mail, and I know most states have the option, but there's still a handful that you have to have like a valid excuse in order to get an absentee ballot. But we just need to do the whole thing by mail. Because it's not going to be fixed by November. And voting isn't just something that we want you to do. That's your constitutional fucking right.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think you have to give people the ability to do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Just we shouldn't have to put people in danger in order to do it. So,
no. Because the last thing you want is a spike right after the election. You know, like, because we don't know where we're going to be. We really don't. So...
Yeah, so lean on your senators and congressmen, because we should be moving right now to make that a thing, because I don't want people to have to put themselves into danger to have to go vote.
Yeah.
So,
couldn't agree more.
Yes, let's do it. All by mail.
Yes. Or on the internet using blockchain, according to Andrew Yang. Which is a stupid-ass idea.
Yeah, but, you know, not everybody has access to the internet, but every registered voter has at least a P.O. box, right?
Yep. Well, Well, at least a P.O. box, yeah. Here's a final thing I'll say, which really irritates the shit out of me. Senator Rand Paul remained at work on U.S. Capitol for 6 days after coronavirus test. Six wow. fucking days, dude. 6 days? Do yourself a favor and go jump in a fucking lake of acid. Wow, you're an asshole.
Well, hopefully coronavirus takes care of him for us, but if it doesn't, this man needs to be run out of politics on a fucking rail.
Yeah. Yeah, he does. He does.
What a piece of shit.
Any bold predictions? I have one for next week.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you got?
Fauci's gone. You will never see him again.
That's probably true.
Yep.
He keeps telling the truth too much.
Yeah. Apparently Trump reportedly getting frustrated with Dr. Fauci's, quote, blunt approach during White House press conferences. Boy, is that ironic, but okay. By blunt, you mean just telling the truth in the most reasonable manner I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, look what he did to Mick Mulvaney.
You know, he banned that dude to fucking Ireland.
Right.
Get out of here.
Yeah, if you tell the truth too much, you gotta go.
Yeah, not so interested.
Good luck in, I don't know, wherever they send you, Dr. Fauci.
Italy?
He would do that, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he'd be like, Fauci, yeah? Okay. All right, spaghetti, you're Italian. Get out of here. I mean, he probably would say some shit like that. Like, well, Fauci, I figured he wanted to be with his people, so I made him the ambassador to Italy for some reason. Just toss his ass over there. I'd be like, that's cool. Yeah, I'm not going to do that job. Go fuck yourself.
That is how he assigns shit, isn't it? Mulvaney, huh? Well, I sent you to Ireland.
Yeah, he's a Mick. Like, wait, no, but that's my name. Yeah, whatever. Get on the first plane smoking. Get out of here. I beat it. I'm surprised that I honestly am surprised that he hasn't suggested what's housing and urban development?
Ben Carson?
Yeah, I'm surprised he hasn't suggested him for like ambassador of all of Africa or some stupid shit.
Well, he did make him housing and urban development.
We have to pick a black fella.
You seem urban.
You know that's the only reason he picked him. Like, you know it's 100%. He was like, we can't put a white guy in an urban position. Like,
what the fuck does Ben Carson know about housing? Of course he did for that reason.
Why wouldn't you make him the attorney, Surgeon General? Let's make him a Surgeon General. That made all the sense in the world. It would have been the only thing that would have made sense for him. But you're like, HHS, I don't know, HUD.
But, yeah. Yeah. But, no, we couldn't put him in HHS because we had to put a fucking... a fucking big pharma lobbyist.
Yeah. Fucking sycophant. And they're going to get rid of the only scientist being honest. Because, of course. Oh, Dr. Fauci. You poor son of a bitch. Look what you've done. Can't tell the truth.
Yeah, you know what? At least he's not tampering down at all. He's going down doing it the correct way.
Yeah, and he should. And then when he gets fired...
Throw you out, just keep doing it. Yeah.
Yeah, and then when he gets fired, go on every fucking channel and just blow a hole in that dude's credibility. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, be like, yeah, mm-hmm. I said everything is honest. This motherfucker is fucking around, and we wouldn't be here if this bitch-ass nigga didn't do his job. Quote. And I'm going to, as a black person, I am going to allow Dr. Fauci to say that. He can say
that. I was asking, would you give him a pass for it?
I would. I think black people would allow. They'd be like, this white dude is wilding. But he's wiling in the best of ways. Yes.
You know what? I'll allow it.
Yeah. Like, but you can't hesitate, Dr. Fauci. You just gotta say it. This bitch ass nigga is fucking up. Like, if you just say it like that, people will respect it. They will respect it. They respected me for saying it. So, yeah. They'll respect it for it. You get one. You won, Dr. Fauci. I feel like if you called the president, if you're a white guy and you called the president in a derogatory manner, a nigga, I feel like black people would allow it. I really do. I think from any white person, like a white person we fuck with, I think we'd allow it. Like if Joe Biden said it in a debate, I think we would allow it. I think we'd be like, you know, I think I'm going to vote for this guy twice. I think we would allow it.
Yeah. Let it slide once.
Yeah. And I, yeah, I feel like we bring Barack out here and he would just be like, it's cool. And we'd be like, all right, we got it. Like, that's it. Like, Joe, you get one. And then that's it. Like, that's it. And I think we would be like, okay, we're on board. And like young white people would be on board because they want to say it. But like they were like, oh, I'm gonna quote Biden here, and it's like, don't do that. I think that'd be cool. Yeah.
Quoting somebody.
Who? Well, the president. Sorry. The president elect.
I was saying rap lyrics. You can't get mad.
Like, yeah. No, but I can. You say that, but I can. All right, I think that's it for us. We will see you guys next week, which will feel like a month from now.
Yeah. See you in what will feel like 5.5 months, but will actually be 7 days from now.
Which is insane. All right, later, guys.